It's the reason hundreds of thousands of visitors travel to Western Australia's Rottnest Island each year. The size of a domestic cat, the tree-climbing, plant-eating marsupial, the quokka, is known for its trademark cheeky grin and teddy bear-like shape. Their cuddly appearance has made them a favourite with celebrities such as tennis champion Roger Federer and actors Chris Hemsworth and Margot Robbie, all of whom have made the animal famous through so-called quokka selfies. Although now listed as vulnerable, there are now estimated to be 10,000 quokkas on Rottnest Island, their primary home near Perth. But their home, which has in the past been under threat from invasive predators and habitat loss, faces one of its biggest challenges with the Australian bushfires this summer. The state's south has experienced several emergency bushfires this summer, and now there are efforts to protect the island from the same threat. That job falls to a small crew at the local fire station. Brenda McLaughlin has been in charge of Rottnest Island Fire Station for 5 years. He says managing the fire danger in the habitat of a vulnerable species is a big job.
There's always a risk of bushfire. All you have to do is drive around or ride around on the bike to see that, you know, we're an island of 1,900 hectares, 11 by 5 kilometres long, and there is a lot of vegetation around the place. What we try and do is reduce the likelihood of a bushfire on Rottnest Island.
To help him, he trains local mechanics, carpenters and cooks to become firefighters. Chef Wishmalik Pereira says it's been a steep learning curve.
I didn't know that much about Australian bushfires, but my sister and her family live in California, which also have forest fires, bushfires. So I was a bit aware. Like I said, the only real fires I've actually had to face were in the kitchens. But now I have, with Brendan, Brad and everybody, you know, teaching us, I have much more appreciation of what a bushfire can do, how easy it is to start and how easy it is to escalate.
As a haven for vulnerable species, Rottnest Island presents unique challenges for firefighters. Brendan McLaughlin says much of the dead wood that creates a fire hazard must be maintained as habitat for vulnerable animals.
A lot of people are very quick to say, well, you need to do a lot of prescribed burning. Well, you've got to balance that up, and the word balance sort of figures in greatly when we talk about this sort of thing.
To reduce fuel load without impacting the environment, fire crews work in partnership with conservationists. Conservation Officer Jessica McNamara says it's a fine balance meeting the needs of fire risk reduction and species protection.
We'll analyse the area, we'll check what species are around or likely to be around, and based off that analysis, we'll come up with a compromise, probably is the best way to describe it. So we're keeping visitors safe, but we're also maintaining as much as possible for the ecosystem.
While the threat of bushfire can never be completely removed, the Rottnest Island Authority says its bushfire management plan protects all of its residents. Brenda McLaughlin says the strategy provides an example for the rest of Australia to follow.
Not only can you have species living in their natural ecosystems, but at the same time, you can effectively minimise your threat to bushfire by effective consultation.
Biwa Kwan, SBS News.